podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
From the Fifth Quarter Studio in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to High School Hoops with your hosts, Steve Collins and Jake Steger.
All right, welcome to High School Hoops. Coach, how are you doing?
Living the dream.
I know, me too. It's summer, because summer's coming, and every teacher That's in the right. world, every teacher
you
in
like,
the world.
You like fishing, right?
I do.
Yeah, my son keeps asking me to take him fishing, so.
I do, because no one bothers me. No one bothers me, and there's no phone, and there's no computer, and there's no Teach Hoops thing isn't working, and there's no, like, coming
to this, and
I know, it's just unplugging. It's the unplugging.
All right, now, so your new cottage now is on the lake, right?
It is. It is. It should be done by hopefully by midsummer. Before we jump in, I'd like to give a big shout out to our sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market, bar none. Make sure you go over and check it out. Mention High School Hoops and you get $400 off. That is the best deal you will find.
And
out
you should
there.
Buy it now, because this is the time of year you utilize it the most.
It is. And they'll work
familiar with, and learn how to use it within your context of your practices. I'm telling you right now.
And they will work with financing. They will work with
the last coaching job
stuff.
I had, we had a Dr. Dish, and I was like, oh my gosh, this takes like a second to suit up. I was like, this is awesome.
I know.
We used it every Saturday for skill development. It was great.
So much time. Saved so much time. And then also go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. It is the one-stop shop for coaches. It's better than Netflix, because Netflix stock went down like 70%. So this is better than Netflix.
Really?
Yeah, it went down a lot. It's the streaming and CNN Plus basically disappeared. It was out for a month and then disappeared. There's too many streaming services now. They're gonna have to kind of, I don't know. But anyway, so... it's better than Netflix. It's got everything you want. It is, in my opinion, and my opinion, I think it's the best resource out there. It's a little bit of everything. When I get done with coach, I'm going to spend the next 4 to 6 hours basically on the phone with Teach Hoops members, talking hoops, helping them navigate this fun, interesting landmine filled job. I'm going to help them through that. So come over and check out teachhoops.com. And like I said last week, I'm a stats teacher and I'm a math teacher. Inflation's like 8%. So everything's going up. Those Teach Hoops, because I got to pay bills, man. I got to pay bills. So my wife will at least still talk.
Yeah, but I would say the last plug with Teach Hoops is that you pay for what you get.
Right.
You cannot pay the price that you pay for the mentorship and the personability of what you want. There's nothing like it out there.
Oh, I make like $3 an hour when I talk about like I'll get on a Teach Hoops call with a member and it'll be like 45 minutes and their entire month is like $35. It's like, I just made 6 cents. I mean, what are you talking about? Like if you're coming to me for math help, and you're going to sit in front of me across and I'm going to help you, it's like $75-$80 an hour. Like, That's the going rate. And if you haven't had a babysitter recently, it's expensive as hell. Get out. So I'm just saying, so the one-on-one mentoring, I could just charge you that a month for that, not a, let alone the thousands of documents and hours and videos. And I'm just putting up two new clinics I got. And anyway, I don't have to, I'm not overselling. You can go check it out.
I'm just being honest. I think I think it's the most important. You can't pay that mentorship for that.
It's a trip to McDonald's, people. If you have a family of four, it's a trip to McDonald's for a month full of resources. And it's like, you know, there's a reason other people are charging $4.99. There's another reason people are charging $10.99.
Yeah, because you're getting more information than with no interaction.
And I'm going to tell you, I think, and again, this isn't going to be a commercial for Teach Hoops, but I'm going to tell you right now, is I've proven it and I've done. There's a lot of coaches out there that I'm not going to name names, but it's like, first of all, they're not high school coaches, or they haven't experienced what I have, or they haven't, to be honest with you, won like I have. Let's be real. I've had one losing season in my entire career.
Could have had first season.
which was my first season. Could have had two.
Please remember that it was his first season and he didn't develop any of those.
I was 7-14 my first season. Every season after that, I've had a winning season. Now, could I have had one this year? Absolutely. Could have this year had a losing season.
But you figured it out, coach.
But we figured it out. And it took a lot of time.
Not just you, your whole team, your kids, everybody did.
They did. Come post that second, after the second shutdown, they
played some really good basketball.
They really played some good basketball. And that's why I'm excited. But anyway, let me be your Yoda. Let me be your Yoda. I will help you. Trust me. I can't put the ball in the hoop for you, but I can help you in the other stuff. Okay. Done with the teachhoops.com commercial now.
Well, it's funny because our big summer topic this year is one of it is mental health. And obviously we worked on Steve's mental health today, building his confidence about his basketball career. I'm glad. Look at your smile if you're watching.
I know. The problem is, I told this to my seniors too the other day, is I'm sitting there and I can't get them. It's May. You know, they can't get them to do anything in May. Seniors in May is like horrible. It's like,
yeah, of course.
And I said, and one of the kids I yelled at, I said, are you going to walk are you going to walk down State Street? And they go, what do you mean? Well, you've just done Iron Man and you're coming down Straight Street to the Monona Terrace to finish the Iron Man. And you're going to walk through the end. You're not going to walk through the end. What are you talking about? You got to run through the end. And that's what I feel like I'm doing, because I got a couple years left of coaching. I'm going to run through the finish line. And let me help you run the entire race. That's what I'm telling you. All right. That's me being a senior teacher of seniors in high school. Interesting breed. So mental health in May. And we were talking about this before we jumped on. I think a big thing with the mental health part is connecting with them. I think this is a weird postseason and pre-summer is a weird stretch. Because coaches are burnt, the kids are burnt. It's hard for them. It's hard for them because all they've heard is your voice for 4 months, right? So starting in October or November, end in February or March, depending on where you are in the country. So all they've been doing is hearing you and your coaches and their teammates and over and every day, 6 days a week, games, why, blah, 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 mom and dad, blah, blah. And then the season ends and you have your banquet. And then what I do is I back off for about 2 weeks. I turn my notifications off. I go dark. I go on spring break and I rejuvenate. And I would advise all the coaches to do that. That's my mental health. I need to get away. I need to not think basketball. And it's hard now that I run a basketball business to not think basketball, but it's different. It's like brainless stuff. A lot of it is, you know, when I'm doing stuff on the site, it's brainless. It's not when I'm talking to coaches, that's different. But, and so then I come back post spring break and that's when I just try to connect. It's not about basketball. It's not about how your shot is. It's about how you feeling, how you doing, how's the AAU, how are you playing? What happened this spring? Those kind of things. It's connections. It's talking. It's
connections to build relationships.
It is. Right. It is. And it's hard because I don't necessarily, you know how young my freaking team is. I don't really see them.
Because you, in your position, as a high senior, you couldn't.
I just don't see them. And, you know, so I'm like you, like I told you, I'm trying to have like some administrative meetings kind of, you know, I had one a couple weeks ago. I'll probably have one this week. Just to connect, just to see how things are going. And just you know, that kind of stuff. So that's I think that's the biggest part for the mental health. We'll dive in, like we said last week, with a couple more in-depth things, but I think the biggest thing you can do for your mental health and their mental health is for you to take a break. And for them, they probably won't take a break, because once the season ends, that's their big spring, the really serious ones, it's spring, summer, AAU, all that kind of stuff, you know, grassroots kind of stuff. But you should take a break. So let's talk about your mental health. And then you should, like, you know, I'm going to start, you know, opening the gym up probably in the next week, get some shots up. Maybe if you want to run a little bit, slowly try to weaning, because a lot of them play spring sports. And I want them to enjoy that experience, because that experience is a wonderful thing about high school athletics. I think, I don't know.
I think, you know, I think that, you know, the one of the reasons that we target the mental health is this is an issue that a concern that we should have as coaches, and especially now in the 21st century with social media and everything like that. And I could list 100 different professional athletes that deal with mental health, but, you know, we got younger kids now dealing with mental health. And so the really thing I think it may too is like allowing kids and showing them things that they can do besides just basketball, you know, how to be a kid. I think kids now in general don't know how to do things because everything is organized for them. And so just even having those comments,
I told two of them, I told two of them, I said, I would put you like, there's no common sense.
Right.
There's no survival skills. Right. There's three of you. I had a team meeting. I go, there are three of you that if I drove you out into the middle of the woods and dropped you off, you would die. And yes. I go, what do you mean? I go, because you have no sense of go find a road. Where's the moss grow? Where's the sunset? Which direction do I need to move? Where was coach driving me? But you would literally curl up into a ball and die because you have no like.
And it, like, I think it's not even as dramatic as taking them out to the woods. But I'm saying like kids don't know how to go to a movie, how to do things like organize fun. Like they're just been so used for everybody else doing it for them. And so like
how to communicate I with think each other either.
As a coach at the high school level, you should encourage kids to do things socially because that helps their mental health. You know, and getting them to hey, why don't you call up the team tonight and go bowling? Like go do that. Like. They're so used for everybody else doing those organized things. Like just encourage that, have that conversation with your young men and women about like doing things like, and go be a kid, have some friends over like, and watch a movie or hang out at the house, like, and be a normal kid. Like you don't need to be in the gym 24/7 all the time, you know? And I think that often we forget that we're dealing with 16, 17, 18 year old children. And some of us even have 15 year olds on our team, you know, they don't know how, especially post COVID, just to be a kid and have fun.
And they don't know how to communicate. They don't know how to interact with each other. They don't need like literally you could spend all of May talking about like, how do you get along with people? You know, like you and I, we work with people we don't like.
Obviously.
And I work with people I really like. And I have, you know, but we all got to get along. Like, I'm not going to hang out with you. I don't like really want to spend any time with you, but we got to coexist. And that's what the coexisting, all that stuff, when they went into the lockdown isolation kind of thing. It's just, I think kids are still recovering is what's still happening.
Well, adults are still recovering too. So it's.
Amen. 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 Hey, I really appreciate everyone listening this week to the teachhoops.com commercial. Hey, that was for my mental health. So we'll chalk that up for
again. It's all about Stephen May, I guess.
It is. Hey, I'm telling you. So I even said this. I really appreciate everyone that listens to the podcast. I'm being serious right now. How it's grown. I can see the analytics again, stats teacher. How it's grown over. You know, it's of the Steve Collins podcast network. I think I'm at 6 podcasts or something like that right now. This is the second most popular podcast that I have in my network. As far as downloads, as far as people, it's not, you know, it hasn't reached Coach Unplugged. Coach Unplugged is crazy. Like, yeah, anyway, but it is not a stepchild. It is done really well. And I think it's good. You know, I think it's really good. And again, mental health, this is just me dumping at this point. I think it's really good because it's pointed. We're talking to high school coaches.
Dude, right, it's coaches specific. So it your is. Feed, your feed isn't going to be as great, but the people that listen are going to be continually going
it
is. Back.
And that's why I appreciate so it. And if you like this, here's what I'm going to tell you. If you like this podcast and you want us to keep doing it, because we're approaching year three and we think we're giving you value. If you do like this and you want us to keep doing it, otherwise maybe we'll pivot. You never know what Jake and I will do. Jake got me up early on a Saturday to do this one and I'm old.
Hey, my kid's got a volleyball game at 9. So
I know. No, it's fine. I'm going to get a lot done today. go over and both on Spotify and especially on iTunes, leave a 5-star review, leave a review. I read every one of them. I appreciate them. Jake appreciates them. It helps us. So we know that people are listening. So if you like it, it's really easy. You just follow it. You got to listen on Spotify. They won't let you leave a review, but on iTunes, just scroll all the way down. And then you don't even have to write a review. Just leave the 5 stars. If you leave a review, wow, that would be awesome. We'd love to know where you're listening from too. I was telling Coach about where the, it's all over the world. It's crazy where the listeners are coming from. So I want to come to Great Britain. If we have any listeners in Great Britain, I'm willing to come and talk in Great Britain. So if you know, I want to take a trip and take my daughter to London. So
yeah, but you're going to bring me if that happens.
Okay. But I'll throw
that's not cool, man. No. I've been helping you with this for a while. We're going together. I'm coming with. We'll even run a youth clinic and a high school clinic in Britain. I'm gamed.
Done. Put it in the bank. Let's do it. All right. Next week, Coach. Bye.
All right. Thanks. Sports Social Podcast Network.